Well, I'm talking to you live from the venue of the 16th summit of the non-aligned movement here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. I'm now joined live by Prince Hassan of Jordan. Thank you very much, Prince, for talking to us here on Press TV. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How much successful do you think the non-aligned movement summit in Tehran will be?
Well, you asked me two questions. One is, how successful is the non-aligned movement? And of course, the movement that started in 1955 as a concept became an official summit in 1961. I am probably one of the oldest participants in these summits. As the last one I attended was in 1970 in Lusaka, Zambia. So there was Haile Selassie and Tito and Indira Gandhi and Bandara Naik and many different leaders of the non-aligned world of that time. Today, you don't have the Soviet Union on the one side and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization on the other. So what we are talking about is a third way. And in that sense, I think that in practical suggestions, the need to create a regional economic and social council in each region, the need to, which some regions already have done, to develop a social charter, a social cohesion whereby you empower the poor. And at the last meeting last year in New York, I believe it was, there was an emphasis on making the law work for everybody. So I think that within the 77 and within the General Assembly, it is a lobby for ideas which are not necessarily part of business as usual between the industrial states. It's a movement for the South, and I think in that sense it has a lot to offer.
Sir, do you like the idea of the reform in the United Nations Charter and the structure as proposed by one and other countries?
I believe that the moment has come where both Bretton Woods and Dumbarton Oaks, that is the IMF, World Bank, United Nations organizations, should all begin to look at 2015, the Millennium Development Goals next phase, and to consider very seriously that if regions are not prepared to help each other and to develop their own priorities, then it's very difficult in the United Nations context, in New York or Geneva, to do the job for them. So I believe that the Helsinki process, for example, which is in some way a third-way process close to the concept of non-aligned, is one of the processes with which we can network. So you look at security issues, basic and current security, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism. You look at economic and social issues. You look at cultural and legal issues as packages in the context of a process building brick by brick.
Well, do you think that economic alliance can also be included in all these proposals, and the non-aligned movement member states can come up with such an alliance?
Well, it really depends on the participants. From what I can see, there are some statements which are pragmatic and full of suggestions. For example, the Prime Minister of India today made a suggestion about the study of the brain drain and the question of the outflight of talent. And again, President Ahmadinejad has spoken about the importance of the United Nations organization developing a relationship between human dignity and sustainability, because there's too much relationship between material wealth and sustainability, and the wealthy become wealthier and the poor and the uprooted become more dispirited. So I think that this emphasis on human dignity, and as Samahat al-Murshid said this morning, Samahat al-Murshid al-Khamini, he pointed out very importantly to the idea of a new world order. Now, if that new world order, from our point of view, can be a humanitarian order, then we are moving in the right direction.
And the last question, Iran, as the host of this summit, actually, has been under sanctions itself, and so it's now hosting in many countries, certain powers actually try to pressure certain countries not to attend the summit. What's your take on that?
Well, I think everybody wants the world to work according to their particular agenda. This is not a summit with a particular agenda, as I understand it. It's a summit which is, in a sense, a possibility for 77 plus China and many other countries to express their views. There will be differences of opinion over Palestine, over Syria, over other issues, but we should not be blocked from the possibility of meeting, talking, and hopefully thinking together. But I think that name-calling in politics is really a characteristic of every decade of my public life, at least, and it doesn't last too long, provided people are prepared to do something virtuous at the same time.
Thank you very much, Prince Hassan of Jordan, for talking to us here on Press TV. Well, now I'm still talking to you from the venue of the 16th Summit of the Non-Aligned Movement. The live coverage and still continues here at the venue, and presidents of different countries still continue their speeches, and we expect the first day of the summit to come to an end around 8 p.m. Tehran local time.